Well, I tried to practice what I was going to say so I wouldn't come across sounding so much like a Georgian. So if there's some things that come out, you'll just have to overlook the fact that I spent most of my time there in Georgia. It's really funny. For the first time in the history of America now, we have a president that doesn't have an accent. I really count it a privilege to be able to share with you some things this morning that God's done in my life. And it's really important to me because I realized that if God had not changed my life, then I'd have nothing to say this morning. I'd like to give you a background of what has happened to me. I grew up in a Christian home, and in that home, we didn't study the Bible. We never opened it. But we were very active in a church. And so consequently, as a young child and growing up as a young person, I became a very good girl. And people, you know, expressed that to me. And then in high school, I was known as a religious girl. I would give devotionals in the assemblies, and I would pray in the assemblies, and I had high morals. And then I had some successes in high school in various activities and some contests and with grades and dating with my friends. And so in high school, I became known as, well, I was respected as a respected classmate. And my husband experienced some of the same successes while he was in high school. And we met there. And then after he had 3 years of college, we married. While he was in college, he was a youth director in a church. And so we thought we knew all about the Christian life. Then after he graduated from college, we took a full-time job and had 2 children, and then we felt that the only thing we needed to do to be happy was to become involved in a church, and also that we wanted to be religious. We had that background, and we just felt that that's the road to happiness. So we went every time the door was open. You know, all committees, everything. We were very, very active. We became the leaders in this particular church, and we found that we were going every time the door was open because we felt that if we did not go, then we felt guilty and ashamed. After Lewis took a full-time job, we were well on our way to acquiring the material possessions that we wanted. And as I say, we had 2 children. We had 2 healthy children. We became the leaders in our church. Lewis was just had a few more hours left on a doctorate degree. And I was about to finish a BS degree. And there we were, you know, highly respected in our community, in our church, had 2 healthy children, and we just thought we had everything in the world going for us. Well, what that added up to be was there I was, a highly respected, rotten, self-centered, miserable, unhappy person. You see, I had learned through the years to put this image up. And I learned how to please people and how to gain their respect. But I could not keep that image up behind closed doors. So when we would go home, we became 2 different people. And we became so bitter with one another. You see, I wanted him to be what I wanted him to be. And he wanted me to be what he wanted me to be. And so because of our selfishness and our not being willing to give, when we went into our home and shut that door, all these people, you know, that respected us for our leadership, they would be so ashamed of the way we acted. Our communication level was to the degree of just survival. You know, what's for dinner? Did you lock the door? Did you take out the garbage? So we knew that there had to be more to the Christian life. We didn't know what, but we knew that there had to be more. At this point in our life, something frightening happened to us. Because of all of our activities and all the other things that we were involved in, not just the church activities, Lewis, as a very young man, was on the verge of a heart attack. And a doctor told him he had to stop all activities for a solid month. And the thing is that we realized that during that month, we were not any happier from our activities that we'd been involved in. There was nothing missing. So we knew there had to be more, but we just did not know what it was. After a couple of months rest, we started attending another church that was closer to our home. And in that church, we met this couple that seemed to have that vitality, that happiness that we desired so much. And we were invited to attend a Bible study. And we were amazed to know that they had so much knowledge of the Scriptures. But what made it different was they used the knowledge of the Scriptures on a daily basis to meet their daily needs. So after we started in this Bible study, we started studying the Bible on a daily basis. And it started changing our lives. And the exciting thing was I realized that God is not interested in all that I do. He's interested in a personal relationship with Him. And I learned that being a Christian is just not impressing God with all the activities that I'm involved in. But He wants to get to know me personally. John 3:16 tells us that God loves us even though we're sinners and have fallen short of what He expects of us. That His love is so great that He allowed His Son, Jesus Christ, to come and to die on the cross because of those sins. And that if we believe that and ask Christ to come into our life to be our personal Savior, that He will. And that we can become the sons of God. He leaves it up to each one of us to ask. Well, as a teenager, I had done that. I had asked Christ to come into my life to be that personal Savior and to forgive me for my sins. And I realized that He had done that. But just as a baby does not grow if it's not fed, I had not grown because I had not been fed by the Word of God. I heard the Word of God preached, but I would go home and just start preparing dinner and just continued my routine life. You know, it just didn't get inside to me. Well, I needed to be fed by the Word of God, which is the Bible. And that's what started happening. I started opening that Bible, and God started showing me what I'm really like, just like a mirror. And I started saying, I need to work on this. I need to work on that. And He also started showing me that He desires peace and happiness for His believers. In Philippians 4, He tells us not to be anxious for anything, but in everything, by prayer with thanksgiving, to let our requests be made known unto God, and that peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That's what I wanted. You know, I didn't want all these circumstances around me to make me happy. I wanted happiness behind closed doors where it hurt. So I started making Christ Lord of my life and beginning to trust Him for these dailies. And the Bible says that we live our life in total error, not knowing the Scriptures nor His power. And so you see, that's where I was. I was living my whole life in total error, not knowing God's power. So I started praying, and I started learning, and I started being able to use some of this power that God gives us. I can say that it has been such a fun time since I started changing in the direction of God's will for my life. It has been fun watching Him through the dailies take control of this weak, self-centered individual and start letting God's power be used in my life. For example, during this last year, we had some unavoidable circumstances that caused us some financial hardship. And my daughter became ill, and I thought, now how in the world are we going to be able to afford medical bills at this particular point? And so I started praying about it. Would you believe we had a medical doctor visiting with us for 2 weeks during the time that she was sick and running such a high fever? So God took over just those dailies, those frustrations, and was able to meet our needs. Another time during the same period of time, we had for 2 months straight, from November the 15th to January the 15th, we had different guests. And I know you ladies, if you've had company for a week, you can understand what I mean. We had guests from November the 15th to January the 15th, different ones. And so this was during the same period of time. I said, well, God, you know, I sure would like to have a ham and turkey to meet these food needs. Be nice for lunches, you know. And would you believe 2 days later, by parcel post, a smoked ham and smoked turkey came? 70 pounds of meat. I couldn't believe it. And it was sent by friends that had no idea that I was praying that, nor did they know of the needs. And so God intervened and brought that. And so it's exciting to me to be able to use God's power in my life to relieve me of those daily frustrations that we all have. My marriage began to change. God showed me that He had a role for me that I didn't know anything about. He showed both of us that we were self-centered and that we were selfish, just that we wanted the other one to change. And our frustrations came because we were two individuals that were not what our images wanted. And so we began to die to ourselves in those areas. And I personally made a commitment that I would give 100% instead of the 50-50, you know, that the world teaches us to demand out of our mates. So I decided that God's role for me, if I am to respect and to reverence my husband as He commands in the Scriptures, then I'd have to give 100%. And I would consider his needs more important for me to meet than his meeting mine. So we started having a relationship that ended up being fun. You know, we became good friends. We could go out for coffee. I mean, we could have dinner and talk about things that didn't have to do with the survival issues of home. And it really became fun. Another joy that God's power has given me has been just the joy in sharing with other people what He's done in my life. And I was sharing with a wife some of the details that God's done in my life and how He's changed our marriage. And later, her husband came to me and thanked me for sharing with his wife. So the joy not only in watching God change our lives on a daily basis, but just being able to share with others and seeing God change theirs too has really been a joy for me. The most exciting thing I think I've learned in being involved in the study of the Word and this personal relationship with Christ has been that God wants to help us where we hurt. And we all hurt somewhere. And if we've asked Him to be that personal Savior and believe that He did die on the cross because of our sins and that separation from God that we caused from our sins, then we have that power. He does come in if we ask. And we have that power to live that daily life and to have Him to help us with these areas that we hurt. I just want to thank you for letting me share these words with you that God has done in my life and the power of the Scriptures.